I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. Syrian rebels who overthrew longtime autocratic ruler Bashar al-Assad have appointed a leader for the transitional government that will run the country until March 1st. Mohammed al-Bashir announced Tuesday that he was picked to lead the interim government after a meeting in Damascus of rebel leaders and ousted officials from Assad's government. Bashir is a little-known figure across most of Syria who previously ran an administration in a small pocket of the northwest controlled by rebels. The announcement of the new transitional government comes as Israel launched airstrikes against Syrian army bases. Donald Trump has signaled he wants to avoid involvement in Syria following Assad's ouster. However, as White House Bureau Chief Patsy Whitaker-Zwaber reports, the president-elect might need to balance his stance with the U.S. goals of protecting Israel, isolating Iran, and dealing with Russia, Turkey, and other actors.
Syrians are still celebrating the ouster of President Bashar al-Assad, who has fled to Moscow. But the country's future is far from clear as regional powers scramble to secure their interests. U.S. President Joe Biden has moved quickly, launching airstrikes on Islamic State group targets in Syria. Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, the rebels who toppled Assad, is a U.S.-designated foreign terrorist group. Still, Trump wants the U.S. to stay out of the Syrian conflict. But with Assad gone, Trump may need to balance his non-interventionist stance with U.S. goals of protecting allies such as Israel and Jordan and avoiding the resurgence of terrorist groups such as Islamic State. Patsy Whitaker-Zwaber, VOA News, Washington.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Authorities in Southern California say